Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe, text number 23. Rasam akash tangri tale tapadayor. Mahim mahindran purushasya jangayo. Patatrino Januni Vishvamurtir Ordvorganam Marutam Indrasena. Rasam, the lower planetary system, Akasta, observed. Angri tale, beneath the feet or on the soul. Ata, thereafter. Padayo, on the feet. Mahim, the surface of the land. Mahindran, the mountains. Purushasya, of the giant personality of Godhead. Jangayo, on the calves. Patatrina, the flying living entities. Januni, on the knees. Vishvamurte, of the form of the gigantic Lord. Urdhva, on the thighs. Gana Marutam, varieties of air. Indrasena, Bali Maharaj, who had attained the soldiers of King Indra, and who was situated in the post of Indra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems, such as Rasatala, on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves, all the mountains, on his knees, the various birds, and on his thighs, the varieties of air. Purport, the universal situation is described herein in regard to the complete constitution of the Lord's gigantic universal form. The study of this universal form begins from the soul. Above the soles are the feet. Above the feet are the calves. Above the calves are the knees. Above the knees are the thighs. Thus the parts of the universal body, one after another, are described herein. The knees are the place of the birds. And above that are the varieties of air. The birds can fly over the mountains. Above the birds are the varieties of air. So, for much of the rest of the chapter, it's just description, so. It's hard to give a class on varieties of air. Whether the birds are on the knees. Anyone have any realization about birds being on knees? So we'll go on. Bali Maharaj soared beneath the garments of the Lord, who acts wonderfully, the evening twilight. In the Lord's private parts he saw the Prajapatis, and in the round portion of the waist he saw himself with his confidential associates. In the Lord's navel he saw the sky. In the Lord's waist he saw the seven oceans. And on the Lord's bosom he saw all the clusters of stars. Any questions? We go on. My dear King, on the heart of Lord Murari, he saw religion. On the chest, both pleasing and untruthfulness. Both pleasing words and untruthfulness. In the mind, the moon. On the bosom, the goddess of fortune, with the lotus flower in her hand. on the neck all the Vedas and all sound vibrations. On the arms all the demigods headed by King Indra. And both ears all the directions. On the head the upper planetary systems. On the hair the clouds. In the nostrils the wind. On the eyes the sun. And in the mouth fire. From his words came all the Vedic mantras. And on his tongue was the demigod of fire. Of water, I'm sorry. Varunadev. On his eyebrows were the regular principles. And on his eyelids were day and night. When his eyes were open, it was daytime. And when they closed, it was night. On his forehead was anger. And on his lips was greed. O king, in his touch were lusty desires. In his semen were all the waters. On his back was irreligion. And in his wonderful activities or steps, there was the fire of sacrifice. On his shadow was death. In his smile was the illusory energy. And on the hairs of his body were all the drugs and herbs. In his veins were all the rivers. And on his nails were all the stones. In his intelligence were Lord Brahma, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. And throughout his entire body and senses were all living entities, moving and stationary. Pali Maharaja saw everything in the gigantic body of the Lord. O King, when all the demigods, the followers of Maharaj Bali, saw the universal form of the Lord, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had held everything within his body, and they saw in the Lord's hand his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, which generates intolerable heat, when they saw the tumultuous sound of his bow, all these caused lamentation within their hearts. The Lord's conch shell named Panchajanya, which makes sounds like that of a cloud. The very forceful club named Komodiki, the sword named Vidyadhara, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moon-like spots, and also Akshaya Sakyaka, the best of quivers, all of these appeared together to offer prayers to the Lord. Translation, text number 33. These associates, headed by Sunanda and other chief associates, and accompanied by the predominating deities of the various planets, offered prayers to the Lord, who wore a brilliant helmet, bracelets, and glittering earrings that resembled fish. On the Lord's bosom was a lock of hair called Shivasa, and on the transcendental jewel named Kastuba, he wore a yellow garment covered by a belt, and he was decorated by a flower garland surrounded by bees. Manifesting himself in this way, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, covered the entire surface of the earth with one step, the sky with his body, and all the directions with his arms. Purport, one may argue, since Bali Maharaj promised Vamadev only want the land occupied by his steps, why did Lord Vamadev occupy the sky also? In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that the steps include everything, downward and upward. When one stands up, he certainly occupies certain parts of the sky and certain portions of the earth below his feet. Thus, there was nothing uncommon but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he occupied the entire sky with his body. Text 34, last verse in the chapter. As the Lord took his second step, he covered the heavenly planets. Not even a spot remained for the third step. The Lord's foot extended higher and higher beyond Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and even Satyaloka. Krishna has a very big foot sometimes. When the Lord's footsteps exceeded the height of all the lokas, including Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka, his nail certainly pierced the coverings of the universe. The universe is covered by the five material elements, Bhumir, Apanalo, Vayu, Kamano, Buddha, Evacha. Stated in the Shastra, these elements are in layers. each 10 times thicker than the previous one. Nonetheless, the nails of the Lord pierced through all these layers and made a hole penetrating into the spiritual world. From this hole, the water of the Ganges infiltrated into this material world, and therefore it is said, Paranaka Nira Janita Janapavana Dashavatara Srotra 5. Because the Lord kicked a hole in the covering of the universe, the water of the Ganges comes into this material world to deliver all the fallen souls. That's the end of Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. And I'll just read up until text number 4 when there's actually a purport. They're all. Now that we're in the 8th canto and we'll go into the 9th canto, it's pretty much a lot of descriptions. And even when we get into the 10th canto, it's not so much philosophy, but descriptions. 9th canto has a lot to do with, at the end of the 9th canto, describing all the different dynasties of kings. So we can spend a few classes just reading off names. Most of them we don't really know very well. But there are some interesting stories in the 9th canto about the heavenly planets and how it's useless to go there. If you had any idea of going to the heavenly planets, having a vacation there for a few hundred billion years, maybe you'll be discouraged when we get into the 9th canto. In order to prepare us for pure devotional service and the past sins of Krishna in the 10th canto. I'll just read a little bit more. This is chapter 21. We're speeding through the 8th canto. This chapter describes how Lord Vishnu, desiring to advertise the glories of Bali Maharaj, arrested him for not fulfilling his promise in regard to the Lord's third step. With the second step, the Supreme Personality of Godhead reached the topmost planet of the universe, Brahmaloka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. As Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Maharishi and the predominating deities of all the higher planets, offered humble prayers and worship to the Lord. They washed the Lord's feet and worshipped him with all paraphernalia. Vriksharaj, Jambavan, played his bugle to vibrate the glories of the Lord. When Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, the demons were very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took up weapons against Lord Vishnu. Obviously they're not very intelligent. To fight against someone the size of the universe is quite an ambitious project. All of them were defeated. Not surprising. However, by Lord Vishnu's eternal associates, and in accordance with Bali Maharaj's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to a helpless position, Lord Vishnu asked him for the third step of land. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaj's determination and integrity, when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise, Lord Vishnu ascertained that the place for him would be the planet Sutala, which is better than the planets of heaven. So if you want to make a decision whether to take a vacation in the heavenly planets or on the low planetary system of Sutala, here's a good suggestion. Better to go to Sutala. If you go to Sutala now, you'll meet Bali Maharaj, who's a pure devotee, one of the Mahajas. And if you go to the heavenly planets, you'll meet Indra, who's a devotee, but not quite as good a devotee as Bali Maharaj. So we'll go through some more verses here. There's no purports to them. Sri Gurudeva Goswami continued, when Lord Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower, saw that the effulgence of his residence, Brahmaloka, had been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Vamanadeva, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages, headed by Marichi, and by yogis like Sanandana. But in the presence of that glaring effulgence, O King, even Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. Among the great personalities who come to worship the lotus feet of the Lord were those who had attained perfection, self-control, and regular principles, as well as experts in logic, history, general education, and the Vedic literature known as Kalpa, dealing with old historical incidents. Others were experts in the Vedic corollaries like Brahma Samhita. All the other knowledge of the Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, and also the supplementary Vedic knowledge, Aryaveda, Dhanaraveda. Others were those who had been freed of the reactions to fruitive activities by transcendental knowledge awakened by the practice of yoga. And still others were those who had attained residence in Brahmaloka, not by ordinary karma, but by advanced Vedic knowledge. After devoutly worshipping and the upraised lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with oblations of water, Lord Brahma, who was born of the lotus emanating from Lord Vishnu's navel, offered prayers to the Lord. So I think I'm going to stop there. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Thank you very much. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.